This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast High. I'm Chip Brim, or better known as Billy's Boy, Billy Brim's Boy. This week we will be discussing the power of the anointing and how it is time for the anointing to work for you in whatever God's called you to do, whether it be the ministry, in athletics, businessmen, whatever it might be, housewife, teacher, and for this anointing to work on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. I'm telling you, I am more excited about this week's teaching than I have ever been on any teaching ever. We have just ended our youth rally at Champions for Christ C4C in Branson, Missouri, and I'm telling you, if you were not there, you missed it. And we have Jeremy Pearson's, we have Billy Brim speak to our youth, we have me, Steve Munns, Go Ministry. We have a lot of great time, but I'm telling you, the power of God is always present, and we went to such a high level. It was absolutely life-changing. 500 youth left there with their lives changed. I'm telling you, not just, you know, they're going back to school, they're going back to their towns, and they're going to be changed. And this message was spoken there, and they absolutely ate it up. So I want to share it with you this week. It all started with me when I had what a year I went through. This past year, without getting into some major details of it, and I'm sure a lot of you people have went through years like this, I went through probably one of the toughest years I've ever went through. You know, the Lord had me and my wife and family move. He said, move, go. And, he gave us a title of a job and what to do, and it made it sound really nice, and it tickled my ears because it was everything I wanted to do. But really, if he would have told me the real reason why I went, like, hey, by the way, you know, Satan himself is waiting on you, and you're gonna battle Satan and all of hell, and it'll be the toughest year you've ever had, you know, I probably wouldn't have went. But he knew that I would go, and I did, and we obeyed in our obedience, and we just went through one of those years. And after that year was over, after we went through, well, just, you know, 6 months of, I'm talking about just one after another, just battle, we made it through, and we made it through victoriously. But after it was over, and it was like we came through and we won, you know, our hands are up in the air, we won, but if you can just picture somebody winning a war, but they come out and they're still on fire and their hair is standing straight up and they're still, you know, little bits of embers on them and they're smoking and they're black from the smoke and beaten up a lot, but won, you know, kind of like, we won, you know. That's how I was. And it was 6 months of that. And even though we came out victorious, you know, it was hard fought and it, you know, it took a lot out of us. And here's what the Lord said to me after that. Now, this is where we're going to go with this. He said to me, and I want to make sure I say the right thing. I got my notes right here in front of me. He said, contrary to popular belief, now he's talking to me and he's talking about the church. He said, now, first of all, it didn't have to take as long. He said, it didn't have to be as hard as it was, and it didn't have to take as long as it did for you to get that victory. Now, I don't know about you, but when you go through a trial or a battle or a war like I just went through and find out there's an easier way, I want to know. Teach me that way so I don't have to go through that again. He said it didn't have to be as hard and it didn't have to take as long. And I said, are you kidding me, Lord? What do I need to know? He said, not everyone who wins had to sweat in order to win. Sure, for some people, it may require a lot of work to do an assignment, but for someone who is plugged into the power, the real source of power, they can get results with no sweat or not much effort and accomplish it with excellence. And I'm telling you, that was a newsflash to me because I went through 6 months of, you know, just hell, actually. I mean, that's what it was. I was going against hell, all of hell, and Satan himself. And he said, I can do it with no sweat, with the sweatless, effortless victory for all for his glory. Lord, teach me this thing. So he began to tell me, he said, the tragic thing is most Christians are missing this source of power. They're missing this source of victory. they're missing the source of guaranteed effortless victory in their daily lives. Now, a lot of times we'll plug into the power when need be, or when the pressure's on, and then there we go. We go to work, and it's a battle, and it's a war. But what he was trying to tell me was, and I'll explain it to you, he said, you need to plug into this thing daily. Plug into this source daily. Because, and I thought about, in my science class in sixth grade science, I remembered that power produces results. And he was talking to me about power. He said, the power's got to be there daily. And I just kind of thought of this, and I think the Lord showed it to me. If I had a microphone, and I know how to use that microphone, I have the knowledge of its, how it works. And when I turn it on and speak into it, I expect my voice to be amplified in that microphone and through the amplifier. However, if someone cuts off the power or the electricity powering it, despite all of my knowledge and despite all of the right equipment, I've got all the right equipment, brand new, and I have all this knowledge. Despite of all that, if the power source is unplugged, I'm not going to get an amplified voice. Why? Because when there is no power flowing, there will be no results. Now, here's how the Lord was showing this to me. He said there can be two Christians. Now, watch this. We're going to put this with Christians now. Two Christians, same faith, same knowledge of the Scriptures. They have the same goals. They have the same equipment. And yet, one will succeed and the other will fail. Both have all the right spiritual equipment, all the right knowledge, been to the same Bible school, know the same amount of verses, never miss Sunday night, Wednesday, and all the special services, listen to all these great speakers in their car, yet one will succeed and the other fail. He said, the only one with the power operating in his life will get the job done. Now, and I thought of that verse, Ephesians 3:20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, here comes why. According to the power that worketh in us. Now, that just doesn't happen to anybody. But it's according to the power. Is the power source working? Are you plugged into this power source, and is it working for you? So, because it is very important to have spiritual knowledge and the right equipment. That's what we're doing. But there's got to be a power that's working. If that power's not working, it doesn't matter how brand new your microphone and equipment is. If there's no power, it's not going to work. Same way in the spirit realm. Now, is it working? Now, remember 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, okay? This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful, and a whole lot more. I'm just going to go quickly. In verse 5, it says this, having a form. Now, wherever you're at driving, say form. Form. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. One translation says, yes, they will go to church in the last days, but they will deny the power thereof. I always thought that verse was for the evil people, but they're talking about church folk here. They're talking about people who go to church in the last days. Well, I believe that we're in the last days. And we're in the church. I don't want to be one who has a form of godliness. In other words, going to church, having the form down, but denying the power? Oh, Lord, I do not want that to be me, and I will not let that to be me. I'm going to tell you something about form. It's not enough to have the form of a winner. It's not enough to have the form of a champion. You must have the power to win as well. Power is what produces results. This has been one of the church's biggest problems. Many have been doing the right things in form only. They're walking the walk. They're talking the talk. They're reading. They're speaking in tongues and carrying their Bibles just like real anointed Christians. But it's all just a form of godliness. These things are all, they are techniques, and they are all good in and of themselves. But they, if there's lacking a power and they're lacking in the power to deliver, they will not receive the true victory. It's time to operate in the power. I'm telling you, the church is champions at form. We've got the form down. We don't need to work any harder at the form. We're perfect at the form. It's time for the church to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. And that's what will get the world's attention. They already got form. They know about form. And it's time to operate in true power with the form. Thank God we have the form. Amen. But it's time that we plug into this power. And that's what we're going to talk about this week. God showed me something about the anointing and how to release it on a daily basis. And that's what we're going to talk about. We shared this at the youth rally with the kids, and they absolutely tore it up. And there, you talk about the evidence and the fruits. You talk of, oh my goodness, we're getting them daily, almost daily, and on a level that the world is simply not familiar with. Now, please tune in this week, because it'll absolutely change your life. I'm going to be speaking about it all this week, Monday through Friday. And I want to thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast today. And this week's teaching is going to be available for $5, $5 only. And we'll also make the youth rally available for you if you want to receive that for $40. It was the best youth rally ever. I'm telling you, the best youth rally ever. And we're planning a ski trip in February. If you're interested in that, we're Steve Munns and me and Jeremy Pearson's, and we're kind of working on that right now. So if you're interested in any of this, the teaching this week, $5, or the youth rally, $40, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at P.O. Box Branson, Missouri, or P.O. Box 40, I'm sorry, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And I'm telling you what, do not miss a single day of this week. It will absolutely take you to a level that the world is not familiar with. And you will do it for the glory of God, His excellence. And I just thank God for you listening today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. And remember, this is Chip Brim. And oh, by the way, you need to check out our website, www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with an S, the number 4, christ.org. And maybe you want to partner up with Champions for Christ, because you will be blessed if you do, because we are training champions for this last day. God is coming back for a champion church. He's not coming back for a second place loser church. He's coming back for a champion church. And if you partner up with us, you will be blessed, because we are training up champions for Him. He's coming back for a glorious champion church who know how to talk champion talk and walk champion walk. And this is Chip Brim. Shalom.